Grammar Booster.
The past simple passive. Affirmative. I was paid. You were paid. He was paid. She was paid. It was paid. We were paid. They were paid.
Negative. I wasn't paid. You weren't paid. He wasn't paid. She wasn't paid. It wasn't paid. We weren't paid. They weren't paid.
Interrogative. Was I paid? Were you paid? Was he paid? Was she paid? Was it paid? Were we paid? Were they paid? The full forms are weren't, were not, wasn't, was not. We form the past simple passive with was, were, and a past participle. The food was prepared by Ben. The cars were cleaned by Molly.
We form negatives with was not, were not, and a past participle. The food wasn't prepared by Ben. The cars weren't cleaned by Molly.
In active sentences, the person or thing doing the action is the subject of the sentence. Josh painted the picture. Josh, subject, painted verb, the picture, object. Zoe paid the bills. Zoe, subject, paid verb, the bills, object.
However, with passives, the person or thing receiving the action is the main focus of the sentence. The picture was painted by Josh. The bills were paid by Molly.
Notice how the person who does the action can appear at the end of the sentence after the word by. You don't have to add this information. For example, the photo was taken in 1932 by Susan Bates. We use the passive when we don't know who has performed the action. The wall was demolished 2 years ago. It isn't important who has performed the action. The work was completed in May. It's obvious who has performed the action. The man was arrested at his home. Obviously, the police arrested the man. Dialogue, describing a journey. Toby has just got back from his holiday. Things didn't go too well.
So, how was it?
Great, although the journey back was a nightmare.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, as I was going through customs, I got stopped.
Really?
Yeah, I was given this form to fill in, and then I was taken into a room at the back to be questioned.
But why?
I have no idea. Anyway, about half an hour later, I was taken to a cell for the night.
Did they bring you any food or anything?
Yeah, at about 3 a.m, a tray of food was pushed in through a little window in the door. But I wasn't really hungry, so I didn't eat much of it.
Did they tell you why they were holding you?
No, that was the worst part, just not knowing what was going on. Anyway, in the morning, I was given permission to make a call. I phoned my dad, and he got in touch with the embassy. Shortly after making the call, this guy came in and said that I was free to go and that everything was in order. I was allowed to have a quick shower, and then I was driven to the airport and put on the next plane back to the UK.
Incredible. Did they apologise or anything?
Not really. They just said that there had been some sort of mix-up.
I hope nothing like that ever happens to me.
Yeah, of course.